Welcome back to our Busting Addiction and Its Myths podcast. I'm Bruno J, and I have updated the introduction to our episodes in order to address an issue that we cannot ignore, nor do we want to. It looks like COVID-19, the coronavirus, will be with us for some time. Some say for another year or two. People are as frightened as they ever have been. They seek safety for their families above all, protection from the virus and from economic insecurity. But many families also face an added burden, drug addiction and alcoholism in their own homes, and what to do about it. There's something you should know. We, Safe House Rehab Thailand, were founded on the idea of safety. We hold on to the truth that clients deserve to come to a treatment clinic where they can at least feel safe and sound. Devoting ourselves to safety first gives us the firm foundation upon which everything else is constructed, hence our name, Safe House Rehab Thailand. Thailand has been recognized as one of the world's safest places to be during the pandemic. Further, we at Safe House have made the right adjustments so that clients and staff remain and feel safe and sound. Masks are mandatory, as is social distancing, mandatory hand cleaning, daily blood oximeter readings, which is an early warning measure, and if by chance anyone doesn't feel well, the local hospital in Bang Bung is only minutes away. My podcast, Busting Addiction and Its Myths, is dedicated to serving families of still suffering addicts and alcoholics by providing evidence-based advice and insight so that you can make a better informed decision on what to do and what not to do. We are sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, dedicated to a modern approach to recovery, which means that we absolutely outperform traditional rehabs when it comes to diagnostics, technology, and aftercare. To learn how we can help, just visit safehouserehab.com, where we post the latest news, or send us an email at contact@safehouserehab.com. Hello again, dear listener. Bruno J. at your service. This podcast episode will make it season 4, episode 1, which I shall call The Art of Waking Up and Staying Up. You are joining a small but growing community of people who love someone who is currently in the grip of an addiction, or who might be but you aren't sure. And you might also be someone who is experiencing addiction or looking for some answers. As some of you may know, I will have a young man named Tony Z accompany me on some episode recordings. He's not only been clean and sober for several years, he is a young 30 years old, works an exceptional sobriety program, and has shared his insights with me so that I can carry the message to you. What follows is Tony's advice on what a newly recovering person needs to think about and go on to do if they want to improve the odds of staying clean and sober after treatment. We must simply recognize that treatment of however length is just the start of a lifelong practice that will serve two ends. One, the prevention of relapse. The sad truth is that some people never make it back once they go back out there. Relapse could lead to death, and I can tell you I personally know of three men who ended their lives in the grip of a relapse. On the other hand, I know of many, many more who have relapsed time and again and have finally stayed for the fun. What I say to families who have seen their loved ones relapse, there are many thousands of us who didn't get it the first time, is to get your loved one back into recovery as soon as possible. I also say that there's no shame in having this disease. It is our firm belief that the job of the addict is to use all the many tools that have been developed by practitioners like me, medical science, and also they're written into the 12-step programs. The second major point is the notion of spiritual development. Do not be scared off by this idea. You have heard of emotional intelligence, of course, and you believe, I'm quite sure, of the idea of personal growth as a human being. What some may call becoming a mature, well-integrated, and responsible person is what we call spiritual development or spiritual growth. The surprising insight that comes from many who become acquainted with a 12-step program is this, that the very things we do that keep us clean and sober, they're the same things that make us better people, and vice versa. What follows are Tony Z's conclusions, all aligned with best practices in recovery. So you won't find any weird claims in here like sleeping with an onion under your pillow or wearing copper-fit socks. If you're new to recovery and are in or just out of treatment, here are things you will notice as you heal. And here are the things that you should be doing or at least become willing to do. One, Most important, get yourself a sponsor to help you through the recovery process. This is unfamiliar and uncomfortable territory in the beginning, and you need a guide with a firm but gentle hand. He or she should have years of experience to lean on so you don't have to experience the flip side of recovery, also known as relapse. 2. Get your new schedule written down day by day and hour by hour so that you can develop the disciplines it requires to stay on the right path. This sounds too obvious, but the fact is that when we were out there using and boozing, we had zero discipline. So now is the time to learn what that means. 3. You will come to the realization that your brain is clearing up, and you will notice things long overlooked yet there all the time you were out there. Things like noticing that it is a beautiful, sunny, and bright day, and taking a walk outside, as opposed to hooking up with your dealer in the darkness of a city night. 4. You will start enjoying the benefits of a strong self-care program. Physical fitness is not a nice to have. It's a critical, integral part of the recovery process. It's about getting healthy and regenerating your body's depleted reserves. It's about getting an endorphin, natural endorphin high that replaces the one you got by other means previously. 5. Feeling better about yourself is a victory you can savor and put to good use, as in helping other newcomers to recover. Recovery takes many forms, including a recovery of self-respect that you abandoned somewhere along the using way. You will start to want more of what makes you feel good about life and feel better about yourself. 6. One of the promises of my program is we will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us. As you come to your senses, you will be able to use your now clear mind to solve problems that used to elude you. You will make better logical decisions. You will feel incredibly grateful for having arrested the disorder. 7. Your creativity will soar. You will find that once your mind is no longer enslaved by your endless obsession, you will arrive at new and startling ideas they could never have imagined before. Mindfulness, developed by meditation, will help unleash your creative potential as well. 8. You will start helping others, which will shift your focus from thinking about your problem to the caring for others, especially other recovering people. Your capacity for empathy will grow and grow, and you begin to realize that the path of freedom is paved with unselfishness. 9. You will appreciate that your family has always loved you, and that as long as you were out there, you were incapable of loving them back. Now that you're on the right path, the path of compassion and honesty, you can begin making your amends to your family. Of course, Tony Z has more to say, so stay tuned for more insights from him, all intended to help the families of addicts and alcoholics better understand addictive disorder and what, if anything, they can do about it. So what do we learn today? 1. Treatment is but a start to recovery as a lifelong endeavor. It is nonetheless achieved one day, one action at a time. 2. It will come as no surprise to veterans of the 12-step programs that the things that keep us sober are the same things that make us better people. It is about spiritual development, also known as becoming mature, responsible, loving people. 3. A loving discipline is at the heart of recovery. We will be liberated from the deadly grip of this disorder when we practice the rituals of our 12-step program, aided by a sponsor who knows his or her way around. 4. As your mind clears, you will rediscover long-forgotten pursuits that you once enjoyed. You will be able to think logically and make better decisions. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave you. And 5. You will enjoy being alive again and will become grateful for the progress you've made, for the people who have always loved you, and for the courage it took to surrender your old ways of thinking. Thank you for tuning in today. It's my fervent hope we've given you new insight and new hope that will lighten your burden. For our hearts go out to all who suffer the effects of addictive disorder. Please give us your feedback at info@safehouserehab.com. By all means, ask us any question you like, and we'll answer on air if you will. And if you want to leave us your first name and city, we'll recognize you too, of course. This podcast is sponsored by SafeHouseRehab.com, where we take a modern approach to recovery, something all families of those who suffer deserve. Tune in next week for more.